Good morning. It's time for chapel. The text is James chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is taken from James chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our meditation for today is taken from the epistle reading from James chapter 1. How do people in general react in times of trial and testing? Matthew Schreier, an American photographer, was kidnapped by Al-Qaeda in 2012 and spent 6 horrible months in a Syrian prison. He reacted by staying strong, keeping a dialogue with his jailers, and finally escaped. His cellmate, Theo, an American journalist, reacted by huddling in a corner and spending 2 long years of beatings and captivity. Or how about Katherine Johnson, a Black female mathematician who experienced racial and gender inequality but reacted by working hard and rose to a position of using her calculus in sending the first American astronaut into space? And then there's Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a Lutheran pastor during World War II, who reacted by refusing to give up his biblical confession of faith, and yet wrote weekly sermons in the Nazi concentration camp. And though he was hanged a week before the war was over, his work inspired many to this day. Or there's Paul Gerhardt, a generation after Luther. He was released from his pastorate for being Lutheran in a Calvinist Berlin. He pastored at a time of the Great Plague. He buried his own wife and 4 of his 5 children, yet reacted by writing marvelous hymns of faith like, "Now I will cling forever to Christ my Savior true. My Lord will leave me never, whatever he passes through. He rends death's iron chain. He breaks through sin and pain. He shatters hell's grim thrall. I follow him through all." You know, there are countless true stories of people suffering the trials and testing of this world. Some people make very wrong choices, or they give up, or they end up lashing out with anger and hurt toward others. Other people grow strong through their tests and trials, fighting and conquering, rising out of their suffering, and even make life better for others along the way. How about you? What trials and testing are you going through right now? We hear a lot of COVID-19 lately, and it's definitely wreaking havoc with us in the health of so many. Unemployment is rising to record numbers. Churches are being forced to stay closed. And yet, your trials and sufferings of life may have started way before COVID-19. Maybe it's a rocky marriage, or depression, the death of a loved one, bad decisions made in life. Christians surely are not exempt from the trials, pains, testing, and sufferings of this life, are they? So how do we deal with the brokenness of this world and of our lives? Do Christians have something the rest of the world just does not have? The half-brother of Jesus Christ, James, in his epistle, addresses this very issue for you and me. James writes his letter to the church about 17 years after the resurrection of Jesus to the Christians who are dispersed among the Gentile nations, persecuted and suffering. Just before our reading today, James writes, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." A little later, he continues, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life." In the opening of his letter, James warns us about being tempted by our own desires. Think about your own sinful desires as you think about the words from James today. We are lured and enticed by our own desire. Then our desires, when they are conceived, give birth to sin. And when our sin is full grown, it brings forth death in us. Our sins become fully grown when we desire and act out on the riches of this world, when we desire power and control, when we react to our fears in anger and distrust. Our trials and suffering and temptations lead us to think and say and do some very wrong things sometimes. And yet we hear these wonderful words from St. James. "Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." Every good and perfect gift we have comes from God. Body and soul, our eyes and ears, and all our members, our reason and our senses, our clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, money, goods, devout and faithful rulers, good government. God gives us good weather and peace and health and self-control, a good reputation and good friends, faithful neighbors, and so much more. All of these throughout our life come to us from our true Father in heaven, who created the lights and all the earth and created you and me. And this giver does not change. His love for you is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But our God is not just the giver of goods and earthly joys and temporal pleasures, though these are wonderful. It astounds me how James has come to faith, believing his brother of the same mother, the Virgin Mary. And he proclaims this Jesus to you and to me as our Savior. James writes, "Of the Father's own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." James uses a very special word identifying his own brother who is God. He calls him the Logos, a name for Jesus, used by the evangelist St. John also, when he said, "In the beginning was the Word, the Logos. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Of the Father's own will, God took on flesh to become the perfect Adam to save us, you and me, from our sin and eternal death. Jesus Christ brought us forth by the word of truth. He brought you forth from death to life eternal in the waters of your baptism, where he snatched you out of hell and made you an heir of heaven. Now, you are a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Even in time of suffering and trials and temptations, Jesus offers you up to the Father as bought back from sin and death with his own blood and death and resurrection. St. Paul says of Jesus, he is raised up from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Christ rose from the dead, and you too are raised from the curse of death and the forgiveness and given the forgiveness of sins, and that's yours today. Even to be raised up from the grave on the last day, when your mortal body will take on immortality. When your perishable body will become imperishable. No suffering then, no trials, no testing can reverse the resurrection power that claims you as God's dear child, because that's who you are. When life gets difficult, when you feel at the end of your rope, when the trials of death and poverty and sickness and abandonment try so hard to suck all joy from your soul and all faith in the one true God, it can become all too easy to join the world, to let down our guard and to chase after the world and to give in to desire and sin and death. We can become angry and filthy and wicked, and proud, and self-righteous, just as James describes. You know, we hear a lot of good stories about family life during COVID-19, of families talking and praying together and playing together. But we also hear of an elevation of tempers rising, increased child labor, sexual exploitation, and domestic violence. People are also working together on Zoom, anxious just to see each other over a screen. But we also hear of job loss, angers flaring in fear because of pay cuts, and backroom deals and rampant wickedness to save a position or control. James reminds us of a very wonderful thing. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Our sharp tongue, our flashes of anger, our filthy immorality, our intent to do evil to another, none of these make us right before God. None of these save our souls eternally. All of them start with desire and give birth to sin and bring eternal death. James is pastorally caring for our souls today, saying, this is not how the children of God react to trials and testing and suffering and temptations. There is only one way that righteousness is produced in us. There is only one way that we are right with God, saved from eternal death, and live with him forever. And that is through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. You know all that immorality and evil intent, all that sinful anger and greed we do as we react to our life situations every day? Jesus Christ becomes them for us. He takes all our filth and wretchedness, our mean-spiritedness, and harmful acts toward one another, and he puts them upon himself. Yes, he becomes sin for us who knew no sin, so that we might become righteous and forgiven and redeemed and purified in his sight. It's a beautiful, joyous exchange. He gives us his own perfect righteousness. In the eyes of God, dear people, you are forgiven. And you are pure. You are acquitted and innocent. You are holy and fit to live with him forever because he washed you clean in his own blood. And James helps us understand that because we are saved by the blood, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, because we are forgiven and have eternal life with him, because we are his own dear baptized children, shielded from the devil and eternal death, we react to trials and testing and suffering and temptations differently than the rest of the world. Because of who we are in Christ, we are quick to hear, listening to the words and needs of our neighbor with respect and care. We are slow to speak rude and nasty words. We are slow to anger, recognizing the frailties of the flesh and leading with compassion and forgiveness. And we put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness that hurts our neighbor. As we live each day as sinner and saint, failing miserably daily and yet continually standing in the waters of baptism that forgives us, we continue to receive with meekness the implanted word, the logos, in our ears and in our souls. That's what you're doing right now, you know. As Christ is planted in your ear this very moment, and the Holy Spirit right now is creating and sustaining saving faith in you. And when you go to the table of the Lord and his body and blood are planted into your mouth and soul, he forgives your sins. He is strengthening your faith, and he is giving you everlasting life. Because the implanted word, Jesus Christ, saves your soul. Matthew Schreier and Theo, Catherine Johnson, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Paul Gerhardt, and countless others are examples of people reacting to the trials and testing of this life, some good, some bad. You live in a fallen world, and you experience trials and testing and suffering and temptation every day. Paul Gerhardt is actually the one who wrote the hymn we sang earlier, and his words speak how faith in Christ responds to the trials and suffering of this world. His words are our words. Father, O hear me, pardon and spare me. Calm all my terrors. Blot out my errors, that by thine eyes they may no more be scanned. Order my goings, direct all my doings. As it may please thee, retain or release me. All I commit to thy fatherly hand. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Sean Ballard, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.